Hey KidsPod listeners! Did you know that the creator of KidsPod, Amy Chan, is also a children's book author? Her latest book, The Happy Mask, is all about what it's like to be a kid living in a world surrounded by masks. It's a really gentle book that's great to read with your parents, friends, and teachers. You can find out all about The Happy Mask and other books by Amy Chan at amychan.com. Or you can order all her books from your local bookstore. And don't forget, books make fun presents for your cousins, siblings, and friends. From all of us here at KidsPod, thank you.
Hey KidsPod listeners, this is Amy Chan, creator of KidsPod. This is a special KidsPod Rewind episode where we listen to a past interview from the KidsPod archives. I hope you enjoy.
KidsPod.
Welcome to KidsPod, a podcast where kids get to ask adults the questions they really want to know. Nothing is too rude to ask. You send in the questions and now adults will give kids the answers they want to hear. Anthony DeLongis is an extremely experienced Hollywood performer, as well as training himself and other actors in highly skilled stunts at his Rancho Indalo. He also specializes in voice acting work. You can hear his voice in video games, movies, and TV shows. Today, Anthony talks to KidsPod in his many, many, many different accents and voices.
Hello, my name is Anthony DeLongis. I'm an actor, a director, a fight coordinator, and weapons expert. I'm a voiceover artist. I'm also an author and a teacher. I've worked in virtually every aspect of the entertainment industry for over 47 years and counting. My professional credits include film, television, theater, motion capture, voiceover, and opera. I also taught at UCLA for 19 years, and people come from all over the world to train with us at Rancho Indalo in California. I've trained and performed with some of the biggest names in the entertainment industry, including Tom Cruise, Harrison Ford, Jet Li, Ron Howard, Yen Wu Ping, Tim Burton, Michelle Pfeiffer, David Carradine, Patrick Swayze, and a long list of others. I think of myself as an actor and a storyteller, whether my dialogue is with words or deeds or both. And my philosophy is never stop learning. You can only wing it if you have the skills to fly.
My name is Emma. I am 6 years old. I want to know how many voices you can do.
Emma wanted to know how many voices I can do. The voice I do depends on the text and story that they send me. Sometimes I get to be the narrator and I tell a story, and I quite like that. Other times it's affected by the age of the character. They happen to be quite old and infirm. or they might be young and vital and hard-charging, and it depends, you know, if they're well-educated.
Oh, perhaps they dropped out of school, didn't do their homework.
I quite like to do accents because they change the rhythm of the character. And so I do Scottish and French and Irish and Russian and German and a bit of Australian. Accents from Texas and, perhaps from England or wherever we happen to find ourselves. It's all kind of based on the text or copy they send me and how that inspires me.
I want to know if you can do a mermaid voice.
Wish I could be part of that world.
I think it's May Meal who asked if I could do a mermaid voice. Even my dog says that's crazy. But let's see what we can do.
The biggest problem is they're underwater. So, you know, when they try to talk to you, it sounds a little funny.
My name is called Harriet. I'm 6 years old, and I would like to know, can you do a voice of Olaf?
In summer!
Amy wanted to know if I could do an Olaf voice. Well, there's really only one Olaf, and that's Josh Gad, but we'll see what we can do. Good afternoon. I am Olaf, and this is my associate Sven, and I like warm hugs.
And I would like to know, what's the highest and the lowest voice you can do?
What's my highest voice? What's my lowest voice?
When I want to go low, I very often do Russian, because it lends itself to such things.
For a higher voice, I say, I don't know, sometimes it goes like this, or maybe like Daffy Duck. Woo-woo!
Is there any voices that you can't do?
Any voices I can't do? Well, I'm not too good at very young voices. I've been doing this for almost 50 years, and so I have worked to make my voice deeper and sometimes raspier. I'm more of a baritone than a soprano.
Hi, my name is Maybelle. I am 9 years old.
Wow, you sure know a lot of accents. They sound really hard. What's your favorite one to do?
Someone said accents sound hard. Well, they are challenging, but I really like them because they change the rhythm of my character. And the thing to remember when you're doing an accent is the speaker isn't trying to do an accent. They're trying to be understood. Usually I'm merely suggesting something like, perhaps I'm doing Scottish. That's great because you get to roll your R's and it's always kind of funny. Oh, perhaps it is more romantic, eh? The French accent. Cherchez la femme, the little one, she is shy.
Or perhaps I am doing a German accent. Yeah, sometimes this seems a bit severe, but I have a good time with it.
Russian is also big fun. Makes me feel like I am making big trouble for moose and squirrel. No, no, son, you're doing it all wrong. This boy's about as sharp as a bag of wet mice.
But if I'm playing a character from a very particular place who has a very specific regional accent, then I will spend time studying so that I'm respectful of that character.
Have you ever gotten any characters you don't like?
Any characters I don't like? Well, I often play characters I don't like as people because they're bad. But a hero needs to have strong bad guys, you know, so that they can become a hero. And most bad guys don't think of themselves as bad. They just think that the rules don't apply to them, and they don't realize the impact their bad actions have on others. So I kind of like playing those characters because it's sort of a warning of don't be like this person.
My name is Oscar, and I'm 10 years old. Did you study to become a voiceover actor?
Did I study to become a voice actor? Yes, pretty much my entire career. I started in Shakespeare way back in 1973, and working with that kind of text, to be able to speak trippingly on the tongue, as the bard says, is terrific for you as an actor. It also developed my voice and my ability to project, which when I'm doing shooter games and things like that, they're done at a very loud volume for a sustained period of time. And if you don't know what you're doing, you can blow your voice out. I also studied mic technique and script and character analysis in my decades as an actor, all of which is very, very useful. What it comes down to is whatever medium you're working in, be it film, television, or voiceover, you need to make the technology work for you. So understanding how it works and how to best utilize it helps you tell the best story for the audience.
What do you enjoy about your job?
What do I enjoy about my job? I like the fact that it always requires your very best. I like the fact I have to rise to the challenge. And it reminds me to never stop learning, because knowledge is choices. And my art is in the choices that I make and the options that I choose. So it's both challenging and very rewarding.
KidsPod was created by Amy Chan. Intro by Nikki Strauss. Cover art by Glenn Strauss. If you like this episode of Kids Pod, you might enjoy our interview with entertainment reporter Josh Wiggler. Special thanks to Anthony Talongis, Emma, Harriet, Maybelle, and Oscar.
To send us your questions for future episodes, contact us at amychan.com. We also ask that you please subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes of Kids Pod. And to help other people to find us and spread the word, we would love it if you would give Kids Pod a 5-star rating and share our link with your friends. This is Joshua Sandrell. Thanks for listening.
If you would like to support Kids Pod to allow us to make even more episodes, you can make a one-off donation for as low as $5 at ko-fi.com/kidspod. That's ko-fi.com/kidspod. There's no obligation, and Kids Pod will continue to remain free for all. But we want to keep Kids Pod going strong well into the future. So we really appreciate any support you can give. From all of us at Kids Pod, thank you.